Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I'm not out of order with my opinion here today. It's not an opinion about the Eagles. Oh, this is really dangerous territory I'm getting into. It's my opinion about Eagles fans. Oh, yeah, Howie's got it. Always? I love him, guys. You don't love Howie more than I do, I promise you.
Are you sure?
But I mean, some critical analysis, and to use a Sirianni word, discernment is in order.
Is that a Sirianni word?
Yeah, I remember you used that in a press conference this year.
Discernment,
yeah. It was the whole thing.
I didn't know he copyrighted it. Yeah. It was his word. It's good to know.
All right, Devin, are people being easy on the Eagles? Do you agree with the people that are like, Howie's definitely got this, or are they being easy?
I don't think people are being easy on the Eagles because I think the Eagles have at least earned, you know, with a Super Bowl, second Super Bowl win in so many years. Like they've earned, you know, the optimism, but I do think that we shouldn't just blindly trust that they're going to make the right decision when it comes to draft day.
I mean, I'll give you an example, because I agree with you. Here's my thing. So James brought up, you know, and he's right. Obviously, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and DeJean was taken last year after where the Eagles pick at 32. So, yeah, you can have that. You know, you can have a great pick that steps in right away. But you can also have the opposite. I mean, you just can't. And, you know, like for all of the Howie praise that is warranted, let's not forget there has been a Jalen Reagor. There was a 2020. You know, there was a disastrous Carson Kapp situation.
Looking back at the 2020 draft, aside from Jalen Hurts, it is not great. So he is capable of having,
that's
a lot
my
of
point.
Misses.
I mean, in just the last few drafts, and again, you're talking about change Howie, as a drafter. I mean, even, just look at the picks taken after, like you said, Cooper DeJean is one, but Landon Dickerson was taken after 32. He started right away and was awesome. Cam Jurgens was taken after 32, started right away and was awesome. You know, like, Howie's done a really good job of drafting after 32 recently and getting guys who contribute immediately. Like, even Jalen Hurts, who's a third-round pick, wasn't even supposed to, like, play this year. Had a sack in the Super Bowl or a half sack that should have been a full sack. Like, so I get your point, but the last few years, the Eagles have hit on those picks.
All right, one more thing right to the phones. Rhea, am I talking out of my hiney or do I have a point?
No, you and I share the same opinion about the defense. I mean, the elite defense was as responsible as the MVP for winning that Super Bowl. So I think, you know, it's a little, you know, what's the word, Pollyanna to think they're going to hit on everything in the draft. You know, Fangio is great, not a miracle worker. I mean, he's been in other stops where it hasn't worked. And we've got a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And
I'll go back to something John said first segment, that he expects that they're going to get from now until the start of the season, 3 or 4 players to start on defense. I don't agree with that. I mean, that's...
Well, it's not that you don't agree with it.
How do you not agree with that? Every year, every team has guys who are practicing on practice squad who are chancing to start.
But they don't usually become starters.
We have those guys. How do you know?
Well, because we I've been an Eagles fan for my whole life. How many times did the Eagles from April 16th on get three or four guys that become starters on their team on one side of the ball? That's rare, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's rare.
Well, we've got a really great organization, a rare organization. Yeah. And I can't get over the fact that you talk about this, like how he needs to do this and how he needs to, how can Howie accomplish all this? He's just one man. No, he's not. This is 100 people. This is 250 people. This is an entire building worth of people that they're all pulling on the same rope in the same direction. And that's the beauty of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie at the top, the way that they've streamlined this organization to work.
Okay.
I mean, it works like a dream.
It has.
That's why we've got two parades in the last 7 years.
Let's find out where everyone's at. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Will and Delco. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, team. How we doing?
Doing great, Will.
Fantastic.
Listen, man, I got a two-hour commute. I'm riding low because I had to watch the plane yesterday where the Sixers aren't in it, so I'm already sad.
By the way, what a disaster. The freaking Hawks and the Magic. If that is not, and by the way, that was 7-8. If that's not an example that there's been an overexpansion in the playoffs, if 9-10 is worse than the frickin' Hawks and Magic, too many teams make the playoffs. But go ahead.
It's an Eastern Conference, Western Conference.
But I mean,
thing
that's
too.
A disgrace.
It is.
The
but
Hawks
the Western
and
Conference,
the frickin' Magic,
I know.
They stink.
But the Western Conference has teams not making the play-in game that are better than both those teams.
God. All right, Will. Go ahead.
Then you got the Flyers that are a dumpster fire.
Correct.
All right, let me rewind the tape some more. Then you got the heartache of the Phillies choking last year. Right?
Yep.
Winning the division. I've got the terrible sweatshirt says we run the East. Want to throw it in the garbage because you lost last year. That scar is still there. They're struggling this year. The only thing we have right now is the Phillies, and you're just dumping on them. What was the number one?
Eagles, not Phillies. You said Phillies. Eagles, yeah.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm not dumping on the Eagles. I'm dumping on you.
Nah, your team, Rita, you got to dial them in. What was the number one free agent the Eagles had to sign this year on defense?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, most people thought Zach Bond.
What did you think?
I thought Zach Bond, but I'm struck by the fact that Milton Williams got almost double the money. I mean, that's,
What, so you wanted to pay that?
There's a difference. But it is likely that most NFL teams would rather have Milton Williams for the next 3 years than Zach Bond. I mean, he got double the money.
Most NFL teams. Who cares? So it doesn't make good practice to go buy the guys at the most expensive positions for the most money when they cost the
part
most.
Part of it also is the Eagles had Jalen Carter in the middle, so it's not like they would be devoid of anything if they had lost Milton Williams. There is an equation there.
The only point I have besides that is they signed their guy. That was the guy everyone wanted, including myself. That's the guy that made a difference. That's the guy we wanted. We got him. You got to give them their due. You got to give them their flowers.
But Will, tell me if you will acknowledge this. He's not the only player they wanted to get back, but because of cap limitations and some choices, they weren't able to keep more. Fair?
100% fair. But they also moved around some money with Lane Johnson. They also took care of Barkley now because guess what? Down the road, they're not going to be able to take care of those guys. Why? Because you have these young studs coming up that you're going to have to pay.
Well,
so
that's
ultimately,
right.
Ultimately, you know the draft is coming, and you know that there's other teams that are going to fumble this draft. So for right now, I cannot emotionally, as a Philadelphia fan, let you dump on them right now. I can't.
Right.
Philly, Bohm's coming out of it. I'm still upset about last year.
Yeah.
I spent a ton of money on playoff tickets the last 2 years to have no World Series.
I know.
The Eagles are the only thing we have. So right now, you got to live with the fact that in the now,
They're the best franchise we have.
They are. They are.
We have to stop living in the past and allow them to do what they do.
That's part of my point.
They earned that.
All right, Will, an outstanding call. And they have earned a lot of respect, clearly. And Will, great call to start the show. 215-592-9494. Coming up, some of what Rob Thompson said last night about Alec Boehm after he obviously contributed in a big way yesterday. Also, Baldy, something he said on WIP this week that caught my attention. That and more, your phone calls. Your chance to win tickets to see a comedian in the Wells Fargo Center. We're getting to that and more phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.